American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 2D. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a word. It will be a noun. You will also see two adjectives. Put the adjectives in the correct order before the noun and say the phrase. Listen to the example first.
House. House.
A large house. Repeat. A large house.
Now listen to the noun and put the adjectives in the correct order before the noun and say the phrase. Number 1.
Matches. Matches.
Several soccer matches. Repeat. Several soccer matches.
Number 2.
Program. Program.
A good program. Repeat. A good program.
Number 3.
Books. Books.
These new books. Repeat. These new books.
Number 4.
Ball. Ball.
The red ball. Repeat. The red ball.
Number 5.
Children. Children.
The young children. Repeat. The young children.
Number 6.
Wall. Wall.
That rock wall. Repeat. That rock wall.
Number 7.
Problems. Problems.
Many serious problems. Repeat. Many serious problems.
Now look at Figure 2. This is the same kind of exercise as Figure 1. But now we have three adjectives. Listen to a noun and put the adjectives in the correct order before the noun. Then say the phrase. Number 1.
Secretary. Secretary.
The new class secretary. Repeat. The new class secretary.
Number 2.
Hat. Hat.
His old red hat. Repeat. His old red hat.
Number 3.
Plates. Plates.
10 white paper plates. Repeat. 10 white paper plates.
Number 4.
Weather. Weather.
Some cold, rainy weather. Repeat. Some cold, rainy weather.
Number 5.
Girl. Girl.
A beautiful young girl. Repeat. A beautiful young girl.
Number 6.
Car. Car.
An old used car. Repeat. An old used car.
Number 7.
Coins. Coins.
Five new gold coins. Repeat. Five new gold coins.
Look at figure 3 and listen to a conversation in a classroom. The students are talking about electing a new class secretary.
It's time to elect a new class secretary.
I nominate Susan.
I nominate George.
All right. We have two people who have been nominated for secretary. We will now vote. All those who want Susan for secretary, raise your hand. Okay. Now, all who want George. Okay. It's 11 for Susan and 10 for George. Susan is our new class secretary.
Now listen and answer some questions about the dialogue.
What did the class do? Repeat. The class elected a new secretary. Who was nominated for secretary? Repeat. Susan and George were nominated. Who was elected secretary? Repeat. Susan was elected.
Now look at figure 4. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Number 1. Huge. Huge. Alice's new house is huge. It's very big. Number 2. Complex. Complex. Complicated. Complicated. The document is very complex and complicated. It's difficult to understand. Number 3. Patience. Patience. He doesn't have any patience. He's getting angry. Number 4. Flammable. Flammable. Be careful, gasoline is flammable. It's combustible. Number 5. Feature. Feature. The river is the most important feature of the city. It's easily seen from the air. Number 6. Yet. Yet. Mary's been getting ready for an hour. Yet she's not ready to go.
Now listen to some questions about the sentences and pictures in Figure 4. Answer the questions with the underlined words. Number 1.
Is Alice's new house big?
Repeat. It's huge. Number 2.
Is the document easy to understand?
Repeat. It's complex and complicated.
Number 3.
Why is he getting angry?
Repeat. He doesn't have any patience. Number 4.
Why must you be careful around gasoline?
Repeat. Because it's flammable. Number 5.
What is the most important feature of the city?
Repeat. The river is the most important feature of the city. Number 6.
Is Mary ready to go?
Repeat. No, she's been getting ready for an hour. Yet she's not ready to go.
Look at figure 5. Listen to this story about the Smiths and their new house.
The Smiths are building a new house. It's going to have more than 15 rooms in it. It'll be one of the largest homes in the area. Inside the entry gate, there will be a huge flower garden. The plans for the house are quite complicated since it'll have many unusual features. For example, every bedroom will have an outside door that will lead to a private garden area.
The house isn't finished yet, but when it is, the Smiths plan to have a huge party and invite everyone they know to see their beautiful new house.
Now look at the story in Figure 5 again and answer some questions. Repeat the answer.
Number 1. What are the Smiths building? Repeat, they're building a new house. Number 2. How big will their new house be? Repeat, it'll have more than 15 rooms in it. Number 3. Where will the flower garden be? Repeat, the flower garden will be inside the entry gate. Number 4. Will it be a small flower garden? Repeat, no, it'll be a huge flower garden. Number 5. Are the house plans simple? Repeat, no, they're quite complicated. Number 6. What is one unusual feature of the house? Repeat, every bedroom will have an outside door that will lead to a private garden area. Number 7. What do the Smiths plan to have after their new house is finished? Repeat, they plan to have a huge party.
Look at figure 6. Repeat the dialogues. They contain words with shifting stress. Notice the bold-faced words in the dialogues that change stress.
Is this jar airtight?
Yes, it's an airtight jar.
Wasn't his answer impolite?
Yes, it was an impolite answer.
Is the new sergeant hard working?
Yes, he's a hard-working guy.
Isn't this list incomplete?
Yes, it's an incomplete list.
Now listen to the dialogues again and put a stress mark over the syllable in the bold-faced words that receives the stress. Listen and mark the stress.
Is this jar airtight?
Yes, it's an airtight jar.
Wasn't his answer impolite?
Yes, it was an impolite answer.
Is the new sergeant hardworking?
Yes, he's a hardworking guy.
Isn't this list incomplete?
Yes, it's an incomplete list.
Now turn to the last page of this tape and check the words and syllables that you have marked with stress marks. After this, we will continue with these dialogues. Now listen to each of the questions in the dialogues and give the answer. Use the proper stress.
Is this jar airtight? Wasn't his answer impolite? Is the new sergeant hardworking? Isn't this list incomplete?
This is the end of tape 2D, book 22.